From up in the nosebleeds to down to the 50-yard line, wherever you watch the game, this is the place to sound off. Sports Talk with Jock on 770 CHQR.
Always good to check in with the president and general manager of the Calgary Stampeders, John Huffnagel, joining us tonight on Sports Talk with Jock. And you know, this is an unprecedented time in the world and in the sports world, Huff, but hopefully you're staying safe, healthy, and busy.
Yeah, we're trying to do our part, make sure that everybody in our organization is safe and working safely.
Well, and that's the key right now. And hey, you know, as president, I'm sure you have a message to your great fans and your season ticket holders, because, you know, people want to watch football, but they can't watch football right now. And it's just we heard from the commissioner yesterday, and there's really not much more we can say on that front.
You're right. I mean, and, you know, Randy said it so well. Hey, we're optimistic. We want to play as soon as we're able to play. Obviously, we want to play when things are safe enough to play. We just don't know when that is. So as an organization, as a coaching staff, as a personnel staff, we're just doing everything we can to make sure we're ready when, let's just say, the light switch goes on.
Yes, and we're all hoping that light switch does come on. So Huff, you know, as you say, you're a busy man because it's still business as usual from your perspective. I know you were supposed to be having, you know, some rules committee meetings, which have now gone virtual. What's happening on that front? Can you give our listeners any insight what's happening with the rules committee?
Well, yes, we had our meeting last week. It was on the computer. And, you know, one thing about technology, it's allowed us to handle this crisis better, if there's such a thing as handling the crisis better. But, you know, we were able to get some productive time on Thursday afternoon, and we'll reconvene at a later date to come up with the final rule suggestions for voting. So that's where we're at with that subject.
Can you give us a tease? Will we see some minor tweaks, or do you think we're going to see some major changes?
No, I think it's just going to be minor tweaks, truthfully. This isn't the type of environment that you want to go into wholesale changes, nor do I think that the game needs it.
Well, I think you're exactly right. The game is in a very, very good spot. On Randy's road trip, he did sort of suggest that maybe we'll see a little tweak on the rouge. I'm sure that was discussed. You're not going to give me the inside scoop, I know, but I'm sure there was some good discussion over that.
Yeah, there was a little bit of discussion, probably more at during Randy's road trip than anywhere else.
That probably plants the seed right there as well. Hey, there's lots of confusion right now in the Canadian Football League circles about the quarterback situation. You know, the rumor last year was teams were only going to carry two quarterbacks, and then that was clarified. No, you can carry three quarterbacks. And I know the Stampeders only dressed two quarterbacks certain games last season. Can you clarify that for me, Huff? How is that working?
Well, last year is a different rule than this year. Last year, you were allowed to dress up to three quarterbacks, and you could dress 45 players.
Okay.
You could dress 44 players and only dress two quarterbacks. So some teams, because of the salary cap situation, decided to dress to two quarterbacks, which we did for the major part of the season. Going forward, it's mandatory that you dress two quarterbacks. You could dress three and play a player short somewhere else. That's your decision.
Okay.
But I would think that most teams would dress two quarterbacks, maybe keep the third quarterback on the inactive to take him to the game just in case your quarterback does get sick, one of the two that you take on game day, but also give him the experience of being on the field. They're just not in a uniform.
Fair enough, because, you know, that inactive position, let's say you do keep a third quarterback on the inactive roster, it's still a really important position for the development of the team moving forward, isn't it?
I believe so. Anything you do to help get that third quarterback some experience, game experience. Obviously, the best game experience is on the field, but, hey, a lot of the backups they're on the sideline majority of the time before they get their opportunity. And look how many young guys stepped up last year, going from the backup quarterback and going out there and winning football games.
How many quarterbacks will the Stampeders be bringing into training camp, if and when there is a training camp, Huff?
We have planned on bringing four or five, depending on the health of Bo's shoulder at the time training camp started. Now that training camp has is postponed, delayed, however you want to call it, we'll probably just bring four in.
Okay.
It's just so we're not going to have a whole lot of time in training camp to evaluate the position. So we'll probably bring four.
Tell me a little bit about Marcus McMarion, because, you know, I read the press clippings, and he sounds like a great prospect. You know, you're a former quarterback. What do you think of the young man?
Well, obviously, we think highly of him. Or we wouldn't have signed him. We wouldn't have put him on the neg list and all that stuff. I mean, he was coached by Jed Tedford, who's a very excellent quarterback coach, excellent football coach. You know, and he has the skill, I believe, that he has a chance to be a player up in the Canadian Football League. He can throw, he can run, he's an athlete. You know, he goes through the read progression very well. So, hey, bring him up, see what he can do, see how fast he can learn the playbook. And then when he does get on the field, see how he takes advantage of it.
I guess if there's any positive of this situation, and there's not many, believe me, but you know, you mentioned Bo Levi having the off-season surgery. A little extra time to heal is not a bad thing, if, you know, for your number one quarterback.
Yeah, I guess there's a, if you want to call it a silver lining.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I'm grasping at straws there, Huff. John Huffnagel, a special guest here on Sports Talk with Jock, the president and general manager of the Calgary Stampeders. It is business as usual for the upcoming CFL draft, which is going to be taking place on April the 30th. Again, technology is a wonderful thing. And things certainly worked out well for the Calgary Stampeders, as because of the Nick Arbuckle trade, you get bumped up to the number one spot with the upcoming draft. That's got to be exciting. Maybe just first of all, though, Huff, talk about the draft planning, because you've got, you know, all of your coaching staff and all of your team all across the country right now. How are you putting together your planning for the draft?
Yeah, it's been quite unique. I'm very pleased with the results, I'm glad to say, but we're all on the computer on the app called WebEx. You know, so whoever's talking, you get to see that person's face. And today, we graded the receiver position, and we had 13 people on the computer, wherever they were residing at the time. Right now, we have three people in the States. We got Dwayne Cameron, our director of Canadian scouting, still out east, and everyone else is in the city of Calgary, but working from home. I'm the only person that goes to the office, and doing the WebEx app, we've been able to interview 40 draft eligibles over the last couple of weeks. Then on Monday, we did the offensive line grading. Today, we did receivers grading. We'll reconvene next week and finish the other positions, and then start ranking them as far as an offense, and then rank them as a defense, and then rank them combined, offense and defense. Talk a little bit more about what our priorities are as far as position-wise, and then go out and carry out a few mock drafts.
Right.
And I don't think, usually we have four mock drafts, and so this is my 12th, 13th year, so that's a lot of mock drafts. And not once does Jock Wilson's name come up.
Well, that's because your scouts are dropping the ball. What can I tell you? Is it, you know, and I know you're not going to give me any names, but is there a clear consensus number one out there? You got to wait for the NFL draft, or how, you know, give me something here.
That's all part of the puzzle, the NFL draft, and then also talking to the player, talking to the player's agent. You know, obviously you want a player that's going to be in a Stampeder uniform, if not at training camp in the near future. That's hard to predict sometimes. So there's some good players out there. So I don't think there is just one person that you can draft at that number one position. There's some good players that will just make a, hopefully, a smart choice.
Well, and you know, again, you've had some great success in the CFL draft, and it's the lifeblood of any CFL team. Although, you know, normally you go with the offensive line, or at least teams look at the offensive line, and the Stampeders made the big signing in the offseason, you know, the free agency with Sean McEwen. I'm not sure the O-line is a weakness of this club right now, Huff. Do you agree or disagree? You're pretty happy with what you got in the O-line, I would think.
No, I think we have a good offensive line going into camp. I like both our perceived starters and also the backups. You know, but you're always trying to improve. I like our overall depth everywhere. So that's what I'm saying. We're not in a position where we need to draft a certain position. We want to hopefully get a guy that can come in and contribute this year, be effective both as a offense or defensive player, but hopefully also help us out special team-wise. Obviously, if it's an offensive lineman, he's not going to be doing a whole lot special teams-wise, but his grade that we give him will more than compensate for the lack of special teams contribution.
Obviously not with first overall, but do you draft a punter in this draft, Huff, just because, you know, I had Ronnie Pfeiffer on the show earlier this week. He's a great guy, by the way, and really enjoyed talking to him. But did you want to bring in a little bit of competition there?
We wouldn't mind bringing in competition. We're not going to go out of our way and draft above what we think we should. Okay. To draft a punter or a kicker.
Okay, fair enough. Sorry to throw you on the spot on this one, but is there any update on the Nate Hawley situation with arbitration, or is that just on hold right now?
Yeah, that's still on hold. I'm waiting for word, too, from the league of how this is going to pursue.
Okay, fair enough. And Huff, before I let you go, and I do appreciate your time, Calgary Sport and Entertainment did lose a very key piece of their puzzle, and that was Ken King last month. And I know you and Ken had a very close relationship, and obviously, you know, Ken was a big part of the Stampeder family as well.
No question. I mean, I can't say enough about the gentleman, how much he meant to me personally, how much of a better employee I became under his guidance. He's just a tremendous person to work with, I was very sad when I heard the news.
We all were. You know, Huff, really appreciate talking to you. It's nice to talk a little football. I know the circumstances aren't the greatest right now, but thanks so much. Stay healthy, stay busy, and stay safe, and hopefully we'll do it again soon.
Thank you, Jock, and same to you. Thanks for the nice words. Bye now.
You betcha. Thanks so much. John Huffnagel, president and general manager of your Calgary Stampeders. CFL season is on hold. The CFL draft will take place April the 30th. Interesting news from Huff there with that WebEx program. They have interviewed over 40 draft-eligible players. And, of course, the Calgary Stampeders do have the number one pick overall in that draft. Also interesting that he said he's going to bring in four quarterbacks. Very high on Marcus McMarion, but obviously McMarion has to earn his spot. And obviously, most teams in the CFL, well, I think every single team in the CFL is going to be only dressing two quarterbacks this year. Probably keep that third quarterback around, not on the practice roster, probably on the inactive roster. And from that perspective, at least that player would get a paycheck. All right. When we come back on Sports Talk with Jock, the big COVID-19 news today was the cancellation of the National Lacrosse League regular season. Mike Board is the general manager of the Calgary Roughnecks. Mike Board will join us when we come back. This is 770 CHQR.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.